Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Beauty Squad podcast. I hope you guys are okay. I always ask this because I really do. I hope you guys are well, you're safe, and you're all in good health. So today's episode is all about serums and exfoliators. So I know the last episode I kind of touched on different types of cleansers. This episode I'm going to talk about serums and exfoliators just because like I have used so many and I do really actually believe in serums. Like, I didn't years ago. I used to think they literally were a load of bollocks because, you know, the cosmetics industry was trying to sell you something different or adding on another product just for the sake of adding it on. But it kind of does make sense. Like, when you actually look through serums and exfoliators and what they do benefit your skin. So let's get stuck in. So first of all, like, I mean, we've cleansed our skin. We've talked about cleansers in the previous episode. Today we're going to be talking about exfoliators and serums. So with exfoliators, like I exfoliate my skin, excuse me, like every day. Well, not every day, every other day. And like there is, some people are like, you know, you should only exfoliate your skin once a week. It's very damaging. To a degree, I agree with that. But I personally feel like when my skin gets really dry, because I have combination oily skin, so it has dry patches. And when I get too much, like if I don't exfoliate enough, if for me, it feels like it builds up on my skin and I get like prone to blemishes and stuff. So I've just always been, I've been doing it since I was very young. I think the first exfoliator I bought was the Clinique Men's Exfoliator. And I used to love saying Ives. I think they still do saying Ives, I'm not sure. But that was one of Apricot, I think it was. That was one I used to use. I've kind of moved away from physical exfoliators, just because as I'm getting older, I feel like your skin shouldn't have that kind of like harshness against it. Because what you need to understand, right, with exfoliators, in my opinion, is there's two different types. There's a physical exfoliator, so where you're actually putting it onto your skin, and they're usually like granules. They used to be silica beads. They've kind of changed. You know, sometimes it's crushed almonds, and you physically, I call it sandpaper your face. So you're using your own pressures of your hands to remove dead skin off your skin. Or there's a chemical one. So a lot of the time you can use like AHAs, like alpha hydroxy acids or fruit acids or silicone acid. There's different types of acids you can use on the skin, but most of them are alpha hydroxy. And the most of them are fruit-based acids, so they're quite gentle. Now, there was one I used in The Ordinary. It's the red one. I can't remember what it's called because my brain is not working today. But I did not follow the instructions and I actually burnt my skin. So I would say, like, because I've always used good kind of products on my skin, especially with exfoliators. I was like, my skin can handle this. And then it was like, leave on for like 5-10 minutes. What do I do? I left on for 20 minutes. I literally look like a burn victim. So I do say read the instructions. Like I thought, thinking, oh my God, my skin can handle it. It couldn't handle it. And I don't know why I always think that. Especially when I'm abroad as well in the sun. I'm like, yeah, I can handle the heat. I've got a bit of black in me. My dad's black. And then I end up being burnt. So it doesn't work out well. So yeah, definitely read the instructions and anything you're using. That is definitely one of my tips. But I don't, like, I do like physical exfoliators because I'm prone to, like, ingrowing hairs when I shave. So I think they're really good because they kind of release that. But then, like, for, like, around my face, my cheeks, my forehead, I like chemical kind of exfoliators. So it is each to their own. Like, you can get gentler ones than I've used, but it just depends on your preference. But physical exfoliators, they say, aren't really good for your skin just because you're on a microscopic level. This is not, like, you're going to use an exfoliator and your face is going to fall off. But when you use like a physical exfoliator, you're kind of like not bruising the skin. You're kind of cutting the skin and like, because you're taking away dead skin. So like on a microscopic level, it's kind of really, you're really tearing the skin. You get like little micro tears. So that's where they're like, it's not good around your eyes, blah, blah, blah. So like it is just preference really and what you can incorporate into your routine. I'm very into like brushes. I like the Luna. I've got the Luna as well, which is like an exfoliating vibration kind of silicone pad. I kind of like those things. I think those are better than using like a physical exfoliator. because I find they're less abrasive. Like, I've got like a buffing brush for my face and body in the shower, which I like. I think that's more gentler than actually physically scrubbing your skin. Like, again, it's each to their own, so just decide on what you want. I don't necessarily think like buying expensive foliators are good. Like I said, I've used St. Ives. That was my staple back in the day. I kind of used Clinique. I've moved around. I've used different types, pharmacy ones, drugstore ones, and they're all the kind of same. Like, some are less coarse than others. So, I mean, like, if you are sensitive, then obviously you're going to go for more of a sensitive aimed exfoliator, just so you don't have that kind of abrasion against your skin. But like, on the next level, like, chemical exfoliators, I do think are very good. I think if you've got dry skin or your skin's very dull and lackluster, chemical exfoliators are amazing, and they would suit that type of skin. And, you know, then you're not kind of rubbing or like faffing around with your skin. You literally slap it onto your skin, letting the product do the work, and then you're removing it with water and like a hot cloth. That's the way I remove it, because I think it's the best. But again, each to their own. So next up is serums. So like, a lot of customers used to ask me, like, what is the point of a serum? Like, you know, is it a load of bollocks, basically? Do they work? What is the purpose of a serum? From my experience, right, a serum is, say for example, you're using like an anti-aging line. Usually the active ingredient which runs through the whole line is the most concentrated in a serum. And you need to think of it like thinness to thickness. This is the way I apply my skincare routine. So I personally won't be putting on a thick cream if I'm be putting on a serum afterwards. That makes no sense to me. Like, you put on the lightest products first. So my opinion, and I don't know if beauticians out there are going to agree or disagree, but I don't give a shit because I know what I'm talking about. You put on a serum, which they are always the thinnest consistency, because your skin will absorb that first. So you want your skin to absorb that concentration, that good product, the active ingredient within the range you're using. Then I apply my eye cream, because that's usually like a gel formula, and I pop that around the orbital bone. So where you kind of tap around your eye, you can all do it with me. Use your ring finger and tap around the eye. So that bone you feel around your eye is called your optical bone or orbital bone. It's one of the two. I can't remember. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But you kind of tap around that, and that's where you apply eye cream. I never take eye cream up to my lash line, because one of the story, actually a funny story, one of the makeup artists told me when I used to work in Harrods, was one of his friends, who was an LA plastic surgeon, the amount of times people go in with puffy eyes, and like, there was one horror story where there was actually fermented cream like depositing in the eye, like in the actual, not in the eye, but like, do you know, like where the bag is, like your eye bag, it was like in the, like, it was like an over use of product. And like, that's not just to scare anyone, I'm saying when you put an eye cream on, you are using a pea. Everyone knows what a pea looks like, or a piece of sweet corn, or I don't know, I can't think of anything small, or like a little pearl sized amount. And you're really working that in between your fingers before you press that and tap that onto your skin. And I just tap it around the eyes. And listen, your skin is super, super smart. Like, think when you're outside and you start to darken, that's your skin protecting yourself from burning. It's trying to deflect the rays, and, you know, protecting your skin. When it's obviously cold, your skin heats up, you know, your hairs raise up to trap heat. So your skin is like super smart. Like, when you cut yourself, your skin heals itself. So like, don't underestimate your skin, like, and don't overload it. Like, your skin will take what it needs. And that is the reason why I kind of tap it around the optical bone, just to make sure my skin gets enough moisture around the eye area. And then I would follow with a moisturizer. So to me, like, a moisturizer, I do believe in moisturizer and SPF. I do kind of think it's a tiny bit, a load of bollocks, because I think it evaporates. There's only so much moisture your skin can absorb, and there's only so much products your skin can absorb. Like, I never understand the Japanese way of skincare. They use about 15 to 20 products. That to me is just insane, and a product overload. Like, my skin feels overloaded if I'm like serum. Like, they do this thing, a lot of brands do this thing to make you buy two or three serums, where they're like, oh, like, you can use like patchwork serums, where like, if you're oily, use a combination one across like your T-zone, and if you're dry on the cheeks, use like a hydration one on your cheeks. That's too much effort for me. Like, I used to do that, and I'm like, I don't have time for that, especially in the morning when I'm half asleep. So I just use one serum and I just alternate it morning and night. That's what works for me. You know, I use like a protecting hydrating serum in the day and then like a renewing serum in the night. So that's what works for me. So I don't know. It's, again, each to their own. But in regards to serums and stuff and application, like, your skincare should take about, like, this is why I do it. You're having a shower in the morning or in the evening and you're washing your face in the shower and you're exfoliating in the shower. All you've got to do is get out, put on a serum, an eye cream and a moisturizer, which takes about 2 minutes. So, like, you're literally giving your skin 5 minutes a day and people out there don't have time for it. Mind is blown, folks. Mind is blown. And it's your skin. You live in it. It's your house. So look after it. With moisturizers, like serums, I know I'm going to go on to moisturizers in the next one. But for me, it's like looking at the texture of moisturizers. Some people's like, oh, I don't like moisturizers. They're really thick. They're too ashy. They don't give enough hydration. My skin feels greasy. My foundation doesn't sit right. And all of these things because you're using the wrong foundation, using the wrong skincare products, like definitely using the wrong moisturizer. I've used different types before and I'm like, oh my God, my skin looks amazing. The next day I suffer with blemishes. So it is just understanding your skin. And that's what I'm going to say. Go away, look at your skin. Does it feel dehydrated? Does it feel tight? What are your main concerns? Is it tone of the skin? Is it hydration? Is it pores? Is it oiliness to the skin? Do you know what I mean? Is it anti-aging? Do you want something to firm the skin? So those are the things you need to be thinking about, because that's what I would be looking for, those benefits within a serum. But again, it's your life and it's your skin. So understand your skin a bit better. That's what I would say. And go away and look at your skin and really think, okay, what is my current skincare regime? Am I using the correct products to suit my skin? Are these products benefiting me? Because what I never understood with women or men who came to the counters, they would be using a skincare line and be using it for like years. And they're like, oh, I'm still getting breakouts. My skin isn't improving. Then I'm kind of like, you're using the wrong skincare, clearly. It's not working for your skin. Skincare is there to correct your skin. It's not there to take anything away and then have to put it in like some brands do with their 1, 2, 3 steps. Don't like that brand. I think it's very weird that you have to strip everything out to put everything back in. That makes no sense to me. You need to kind of correct your skin on a really gentle level. And that's finding the right skincare. It could be a €1,500 serum, which I think is ridiculous, or it could be a €5 serum from a drugstore. It's all trial and error. So that's the thing I would say is go out, understand your skin, have a look at some products out there. Maybe if you tried physical exfoliators and you're like, do you know what? It's too much. Like, especially if you're prone to blemishes, using physical exfoliators, you're kind of spreading that bacteria across the face, spreading, obviously, blemishes. Whereas you might be suited to more of a kind of chemical exfoliator. Experiment, try it, get consultations, look online, do the research, do the legwork, understand what your skin type is, and that will enable you to find the right products. So we've kind of looked at cleansers, we've looked at exfoliators, and we've looked at serums. Next, we're going to look at eye creams and moisturizers and why I think some moisturizers are the biggest load of bollocks. Enjoy, stay safe. Lots of love, the Beauty Squad.